are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today.
Hey guys, it's officially Monday. Welcome back to Next on Scene. I am back for an official weekly update as the end of April leading into the first weekend of May has been a little crazy, but all positive things. So tonight I want to come on and talk to you all about how to not let discouragement and failures and bump in the roads stop you from success. So today the show is brought to you by Grounded Warrior. They believe that you are a better version of yourself when you are active and healthy. You have more energy, focus, drive, and stamina, plus less stress, overwhelm, guilt, and frustration. So they are here to make your life easier to stay active and healthy every single day by providing workouts, tools, services, support, and motivation you need when you need them. Check out Grounded Warrior today at groundedwarrior.com. So back to the show. So I want to talk about how to not allow failures and bumps in the road to prevent you from pursuing your passions and things that you have that you want to accomplish. So since 2 years ago, before I even took off my podcast and business, I decided I wanted to apply to get my real estate license. And I totally overthought it, and I thought it was something I wanted to do. And I didn't, to be honest with you, at that point, I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but I decided to do it because me being social and enjoying and going out and meeting people and promoting things, I thought it would be a great outlet. So I took the classes. The first time I went to take the test, I had the wrong paperwork, so I paid to take the test and then couldn't take the test. The second time I took the test was about 2 months in, and I failed. And I just was so discouraged at that point. I was like, oh my God, am I really going to keep doing this? I have to, like, you know, when you have that inner battle in yourself, like, oh my God, two bumps in the road, am I still going to do this? So you know what? A few months later, leading up to literally last week, I looked at my credits, and your credits are only good for up to 2 years. And it had almost been 2 years. It was officially 2 years on Monday. So as I'm looking around at my paperwork, I'm like, holy crap, I need to take this test or I'm going to lose all of my credits and all of my money if I don't take the test again. So coming back from LA, I decided I was going to do this. I took 36 hours, studied my butt off, thought I was going to pass, went to go take the test, and totally bombed the test again for the second time. So talk about discouragement. Being totally transparent here, it was a shitty feeling to feel. So I'm coming on this podcast today because after, you know, failing twice and getting discouraged from even the first time of trying to take the test and not taking it, I decided that I wasn't going to let failure take over my thought process on success. So right after I found out that I failed, I had a teacher call my fiance, and they said to me that, you know what, Jackie has everything she needs to know. She studied so hard. Now is the time while everything's on her mind to have her come in, take the classes, and pass the test. So this entire weekend, even after Monday wasn't so great, I decided to take 20 hours worth of classes. And let me tell you, it was so rejuvenating, so rewarding. I still have 20 hours to go, but I'm going to do it and I'm going to come out on top. I am not going to let failure overtake my thought process and my power of being my best self. So this podcast tonight, beyond my whole rambling of a story, is to really tell you that you can't let failure overcome you. You have to overcome failure. And when you are in that very moment of wondering how you're going to get out of this deep, dark place that you're in, it is all about your mindset. Literally, something clicked in my head when I was like, you know what? I have been through worse things in my life. There are people that suffer and deal with things way less than failing a test. So if you can get yourself up and moving and pushing yourself to do better and learn from the mistakes that you did wrong the first few times, that's what's going to make you a better person, a better business professional, and an all-around go-getter to get you to the next level. So I wanted to come on the show today and talk about that because I don't want you to let discouragement and failures and bumps in the road take over your mindset and take over you being your best version of yourself. So hopefully the next time I will come back, which will be in a month or so by the time I take the test again, but I will come back with good news because I am confident that I have learned from my failures and I'm not going to let myself go through these bumps in the road, especially with this test again. I've learned from my mistakes. I'm going to study better. I'm going to dedicate every night now a few minutes to a few hours of studying. And I think the long term is you learn from it and you're not going to repeat failures. You're going to repeat lessons from failures, right? So that is my advice. So don't let these things take over your mindset, take over your life. You are an amazing human being, and it just takes somebody to be transparent and real with yourself to acknowledge that it's okay to fail and it's okay to not be successful every minute of every day. We are all human beings and we all have things we go through, and that's what makes us better individuals. So I hope that was motivating. Wanted to come out and talk about that tonight. The second thing I want to talk about is I have an awesome event coming up this week, a girls' night out with a new amazing fashion designer that I've been working with now for 2 months. She is launching her line to the Boston area. We are so excited. It's going to be at Warehouse XI in Somerville. So there'll be shopping. You can get your makeup done with Beauty Counter. We have a fun makeup artist that's going to do some mini makeovers, and there'll be some raffles and really good stuff. So we already almost have 50 people registered, which is freaking awesome for a Wednesday night. So if you are free, definitely come. It is free to register, so definitely come, and you won't miss anything. You don't want to miss out. That was the word I was looking for. So definitely do that. I also have a really, really awesome event coming up next week with Girls Chronically Rock. The owner, Keisha Graves, is a muscular dystrophy survivor, and she started a clothing line to help give back and support people that suffer with chronic illness, which is really inspiring. So if you are around next Tuesday in the Boston area, we are doing an event in Somerville as well at Papagayo and Assembly Row. So we already have like over 20 people registered. We expect a really good turnout with some fun appetizers and networking, and you can help support a really good cause. So if you are in the area, definitely join us next Tuesday. All of these events are on Eventbrite. Tonight, before I did this podcast, I had a really awesome Instagram class. It's funny how I came across and fell into this teaching realm because I'm really finding that I'm enjoying it. So I think I'm going to end up doing more of it, which is why I'm even talking in this podcast about motivational things and things that I'm doing, because I feel like teaching myself everything that I have gone through to get to this point, being almost 30, is really inspiring. I mean, I'm even wondering, like looking back at to where I am now, how I got through it, which is even relatable to the beginning of the show because I had a lot of bumps in the road to get me to this very moment, but I didn't let failure overcome me, or people who discouraged me or people who doubted me, I didn't let them overcome my power and myself. And that's really all where it stems from. It's all about your mindset. So yeah, a lot of good stuff. And back to my Instagram class, I talked all about how to utilize your Instagram to transform into engagement to your page, more followers, more clients. You know, like you don't realize how when you dedicate more time to your social media, even if it's an additional half an hour a day, really generates into serious money, numbers, clients, friends. Like social media is truly amazing if you engage in it the right way. So if you are interested, I am reachable on social media, Next On Scene or Jackie Zook, and I will gladly help you with anything you need as I built my business off of social media. So if there's anybody that can tell you how to do it, I gladly can. So yeah, I have my first video podcast starting at the end of this month. I have one with Tranquility by Hehe and Layla Laura, who is a karmic healer, which is really awesome. And Tranquility by Hehe is a doula. So there's a lot of cool shows coming up. I do also have some more audio ones coming up, some really, really inspiring ones and surprises. So I will leave that to my next weekly update with some more fun, cool stuff that are going on. So, oh my God, guys, my alarm's going off. This is pretty awesome. So I've been reading a lot of like self-help and, you know, motivational money mindset books, and they had told me or whoever, like, you know, whoever's reading their books, that it's really important to set alarms in your phones with affirmations. Now, this sounds crazy, but I can't even begin to tell you that when I started doing this, whenever I get my alarm to go off with my favorite song playing with an affirmation that says, like, I am a successful, I don't even remember what it was tonight. I literally just read it and I just went blank, but money, like, I can handle success and feel amazing. Like, even those little mindset of wording that you read repetitively is so impacting to your brain, to your self-awareness, and it's, like, so empowering. So I highly recommend setting alarms in your phone. Like, I did it at 11:11 in the morning. I do it, like, 3 times a day, and it's so empowering and really uplifting. So if there's anything I can recommend to you this week to uplift your week, set alarms in your phones with some positive affirmations, and you're going to start doing some dance parties at random hours in the day. I'm telling you, it's totally legitimate. So I just want to thank you so much for listening to Next on Scene. I hope you guys are enjoying my weekly updates. I want to thank Grounded Warrior for sponsoring the show tonight. And stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.